You're holding the Aflamet Vov Amad Aleph. Again, we just went through this Braitha that Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Pomim sometimes you have between the Seicher and the Shoyel that both of them have to bring a Korban Chatis, and sometimes both of them a Korban Osham, sometimes one Osham, one Chatis. And the cloud was that whenever you swear false, if you're denying money, then you have to bring an Osham. If you're not denying money, you're only swearing false, a shvuas vitui, then you have to bring a korban chatas. So Mar asks the question now, Maikra Mashmalon, like what is Rabbi Yirmi letting us hear? These are, Rashi says, Mishnaya Shleimus Heim B'Shvuas. Ha Mishnah, Ha Mishana Mechoyva Lechoyva, Miptur Leptur, Miptur Lechoyva, Potem Miyashram, Miyasham Gzelos, Mechoyva Leptur, Chayiv. But there's a Mishnah in Shvuas that says like this. So whenever you swear false, it depends. If you're denying money, you have to bring an Asham Gzela, and if you're not denying money, you don't have to. You're only bring Korban Chatas. So what's the Yom you're letting us hear? There's a Mishnah in Shavuot. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Liyafuke midu Rabbi Ami. He's telling us a Chiddush that's not like Rabbami, because the Yoma that Rabbami says, Kol Shavuot Shahadayonim, Majibi and Oiso, anytime Bezdin makes you swear, ein chayovim aleho mishum shvuas vitui. You should know, if you swear false, as long as you're not denying any money, you're not holding back any money, you're swearing false doesn't make a difference in the money stand. But just that you're swearing false, a shvuas vitui, you should know you're potter from a korban chatas. Shenem, because the pasuk says, oy nefesh ki shisova levate v'sfasayim. If a person on his own swears false, makes a shavuos vitui, that's when he has to bring a korban chatis. So we dashin ki sishava me'atmo. Only when he swears by himself, then we say he has to bring a korban chatis. But Rabbami holds when Bezdin makes you swear, even though you swear false in Bezdin, you don't have to bring a korban shavuos vitui. There's no korban chatis. That's what Rabbami holds. So Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yirmiyah, this bright over here, let us hear to like Rabbi Ami. Not like Rabbi Ami. Because here on this Braisa, we're talking about that the Shomer has to swear to the owner in front of Bezdin. The owner takes the Shomer to Bezdin, and the Bezdin tells the Shomer, we want you to swear, what happened with that shor? What happened with the animal? So the Rabbi Yirmiyah is teaching us that if the Shomer swears false, even though he's not denying any money, still he has to bring a korban chatas. That's called the regular Shavuos Bitui. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's Chiddush is that Rabbi Yirmiyah does not hold like Rabbami, because according to Rabbami, in such a case, you would be potter from a korban shvua, from a korban achatis. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this, Shomer shemosa l'shomer. One person accepted upon himself to be a shomer, to watch somebody's object, and then he gave it over to a second shomer, without asking the original owner. What's the halacha? So Rav Amar Rav says, potter.